This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So are all adaptations of Frank Miller's going to look exactly like Frank Miller?
Probably, since he's going to do all the rest of them. He's like, I'm never letting another one go. I think. Who knows? I think Ronan's the only one out there, right? You know, Gianni did it. I mean, I met with him, and I was like, look, you know, this is how I want to do it. So, I mean, I think thank God he was busy with Sin City, so.
So it wasn't Sin City that made you realize?
No, we were actually working on it. I was working on it well before dawn. And then we just couldn't get it. No, like I'd say, we don't need to write a script. These are all the things, you know, and they'd be like, what are you talking about? Of course we do. You're an idiot. You don't understand how the movies are made. And then, like, you know, I come back from dawn, like, oh, look, Sin City. They didn't use a script. They just freaking shot the book. I'm like, okay, whatever. And so and by the way, Sin City completely made the studio go, oh, huh, that's cool. That could work. We could make money from them. So, I don't know. I thank God for them. You know, thank God for that movie.
How'd you decide on your actors?
You know, it was cool. The studio was actually really cool with, you know, if you look at the cast, there's no, like, weird, like, Hollywood move, I don't think. Maybe, you know, you guys might think it's different, but, you know, they kind of were like, once I had Jerry, they were kind of like, okay, you know, oh, it's R-rated and Jerry? Go ahead. Go make it. Clearly. I mean, I love Jerry's awesome, but, like, you know, for them, you know, he's, I mean, you look at him in the teaser, and it's like, okay, he's somebody else, you know, like, I think the world will go like, okay, that's Leonidas, you know, and he does an amazing job, so I couldn't ask for anything more. On the other hand, you know, but then the rest of the cast kind of, like, fell in like that. I went to England and cast everyone else.
Why?
I don't know. I kind of felt like
the English guys don't have six packs.
They're known for they train all the time, and it just seemed like an obvious place to go for like super fit guys. And no, it was actually really that was the biggest like I was like, oh, I'll find really great actors, you know, and like these kind of young guys that nobody's really seen in America and feel like really original. And then like of course they took their shirts off. God bless them, but they are like, oh, fuck, they got to hit the gym pretty hard. Because they'd all be like, oh, in England, it's not cool to be in shape.
I asked the actors this about adapting a graphic novel quite so almost literally, if it was constraining to them. As a director, you know, how do you approach something where you know you pretty much have it storyboarded in the script? Like from someone else.
Yeah. Well, no, I drew the movie. So basically, the way I would do it is I'd draw a frame,
okay.
And I would have like Frank. I'd photocopy Frank's frames, and so basically, the challenge for me was to get the movie to go through Frank's frames, right? Because Frank draws. If you look at the book, like it's a montage, right? It's not a moment-to-moment experience like a film is. So the challenge for me is to try and like go, okay, here's the moment that Frank drew. Like the horse rears up, and it's freaking awesome. So how do I like get into that moment? So I had to draw. So basically, my challenge was to draw, you know, and take me. It's 10 shots to get to his shot, and then another 10 shots to get out of it. You know, so that's kind of like how it became like a. And it was kind of a fun experience. It was a fun process for me to kind of have to go like, to have a goal. You know, to have the frame as a goal to get to, because you know, like you know, and any scene that wasn't in the book, I felt like obliged to find my frame that, like, not say it would be as good, because clearly it wouldn't be, but to try and say, okay, this is my Frank frame, you know, so I can, and I'd set it before, and then I'd try and draw at it, kind of use a similar style, and I think it helped to give the movie, like, this sort of continuity of design.
And to get actual human beings to sort of hit those frames, too, is that that must be a challenge to get
It's a challenge, and yeah, they don't like it, but, you know, they do as they're told, and that's cool.
What do you feel as a filmmaker, you know, you get out of coming to a show like this? You know, because obviously your audience is hopefully going to be a lot bigger than 100,000, but, you know, what do you get out of it as a filmmaker?
You know, for me, it's like, look, in the end, this movie was made for this audience, you know? So, and it's weird because, like if I made a romantic comedy, they don't have like a romantic comedy convention, you know, and so you can't go there and have the crowd go, that's awesome, I'm crying, look at the young boy has leukemia, and the, like, you know, like
they're growing,
exactly, they don't like, and they don't, it's like they don't throw stuff and scream, so it's a rare experience to have this like place where like 100,000 people go like, yeah, that aesthetically freaking turns me on. If you can like, if you can make a movie like that, maybe I'll go check it out. So, you know, that's the reward, is to like give the crack to the crack addict, not to like, you know, some housewife who's like, what? No, I don't want that. That's like, bad.
Did you enjoy making comic book movies? Obviously, you're attached to Watchmen.
You know what? Watchmen, well, I did enjoy it. Well, for a bunch of reasons. Frank's book is, like, incredibly beautiful. So, like, to have that as source material and to try and, like, make those frames real, that's an experience in itself. And I think that we hit it a couple times where you're like, wow, that's it. That's the shot. And I think that I couldn't really hope for much more than that. And the thing with the difference is Watchmen is like a... Where Frank's book is a series of paintings that tell a story,
yes.
I think that Alan's book is more of like it's a novel that it has drawings in it. You know, and
so you always enjoy challenge that.
Yeah, well, clearly I'm a freaking masochist because yeah, that's it. That one I was just telling those guys over there that like, you know, for me and my feeling with Watchmen is that like it, you know, I haven't been I made a deal with everybody. I want to make this movie. It'd be awesome to make it, but I need to be convinced, you know, that it's like worth making. You know, that it's that we have the respect for the thing that needs to be had in order to like even to go like take the step. Like, okay, here's a thing that could be filmed, or here's a thing that could be acted. So, you know, I'm in a wait and see right now to like, you know. I'm the biggest skeptic.
Yes.
Are you in the process of casting it yet?
No. Jeez, God, no. I mean, everyone always says, what about love? What about wouldn't it be cool?
The question really should be, what draft are you on?
Yeah, that's the real question, because I feel like Alex has like taken the hater draft and whacked it around, and everyone's like got ideas. And, you know, he's said, what about this? And I've said, okay, you know. I don't know. I haven't seen anything yet that makes me think that we're right now any closer to it, you know.
This has been the biggest challenge for many filmmakers. It is the Rubik's Cube of comic book movies.
Truly. And I think that, and I don't, you know, right now it's hard to say, but I feel like, you know, the answer, and I don't know if it's the answer, but, and I think that everyone says, like, oh, I respect the source material, you know, and the source material dictates this, like, this format, like Lord of the Rings or whatever. But I think that, like, what Hollywood misses, and I think what we need to, like, think about is, like, what is the book about? Like, what does it mean? You know, it's easy to get caught up in the mechanics of writing the script to try and, like, say, okay, how do I get, like, you know, character from A to B to find this out, to go to here, you know, the sort of mechanics of the movie, you know, that's like, I think the problem with the movie is that the screenwriters get sort of, they get caught up in the story and they forget about like what the book's about, you know. And so for me it's like you gotta like sort of deconstruct it, and it's more important to get to the philosophy of the book than it is to the frickin' A and B of the book, you know, like who goes here and who goes there, you know. So what will happen, I don't know, but I can tell you this, as far as I'm concerned, the Watchmen movie needs to like frickin' be hard and challenge everybody. And I love the fact that the awesome thing about it is that Warner Brothers has it, and in some way it's incredibly poetic that they do, because they have Superman and Batman, you know. And I always go like, do you guys realize what Watchmen is, you know? Do you guys know that, like, you really want me to make this movie? And you know what? And I think to their credit, they're like, yeah, we think we do, you know, because I think they know that it's like, that in order for their movies to be cool, in order for Batman or Superman to be cool, they also need to go like, look, it's also Superman cares too much about humanity, you know? Like, Batman, what would Batman be like if he lost his fucking confidence and he was fucking hollow, you know? Who's that guy? That, to me, is what it's about. It's, in the end, it's about, like, taking the icons that now, look at, we have, like, freaking X-Men. We're getting another X-Men movie, I'm sure. You saw the end of it. Yeah, no way. Come on. It's ridiculous.
All this money.
Yeah. We're going to get another Fantastic Four. It's coming out. Another Spider-Man. I mean, it's like time to someone debunk that shit and said, like, okay, yeah, we think it's awesome. We all think it's cool. But, like, what does it mean? You know, like, what does it mean to society? You know, what's it mean to pop culture? You know, like...
Paul Greengrass, when he was doing Watchmen, he was weaving in sort of
post 9/11, yeah.
That was his big thing. Obviously, they went digging 1993.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you approaching the sort of political side of Watchmen?
I think that the knee jerk for everyone is to go, oh, update it, make it like, make it contemporary, like make it, you know, the war on terror or whatever, you know, and that's all cool. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's cooler than just doing the book the way it is, you know, just, you know, is the metaphor of the book clearer if you update it, or is the metaphor clearer if you just render the way it is as a metaphor, and it, you know, that might be a better way to do it. I don't know.
Well, what made you go with Fast Zombies?
Fast Zombies is the answer, the actual opposite of the Watchmen answer, because I felt like in our day and age, shambling zombies were like, it would be hard. It's hard to take them seriously. It really, like, the fact that you have to reach down under a cabinet to get bit by a zombie, like, inevitably the only way is to go like, okay, how's the room? It's clear. Hang on, let me just get this thing down. Ah! You know, like, he's down there, of course, you know, or... I did like Land. I liked it. But I felt like that it was plagued by that. The movie's plagued by... The thing that's awesome is that, like, okay, it's a movie that's like... It's a metaphor. But the metaphor is like... it's hard to get to the metaphor because, like, people have to trip while running away from the zombies in order to get, like, eaten by them, you know? It's like...
Well, while you're waiting on the screenplay for Watchmen, and now that you're... I mean, this has clearly had a really positive... You know, I'm sure the studio is very happy with what they're seeing. What are you contemplating doing... are you just waiting on Watchmen, or do you have something?
I'm going to try and press him hard, on the Watchmen front, to see if we can crack this in the next little while. That's my hope.
So this is like the immediate.
I've sort of put everything on hold to sort of see if we can focus. I mean, I've got to finish this, and it's keeping me busy for the next month or so. But I think after that, really, my focus is going to be to try. I'm going to try and set some time aside and really. See if we can't crack it. That's my hope, and then try and do it. That's what I'd like to do.
I noticed in the trailer the shooting of the arrows is kind of like an homage to like a hero. What other maybe did you draw from other film styles or?
Yeah, I mean, I think Hero is certainly a big influence on the movie. You can't like. If you're looking for reference for 300, there's nowhere to go. You know, like you get. I mean, Hero's kind of close, but after that, you kind of run out of movies.
Talk about the development of the visual style.
Yeah, what happens? I put, and the way I kind of do it is I did the drawing, I drew, and then at the same time I was putting a lookbook together, which had basically just a big freaking book about that thick with just shots I think are cool, or images, or paintings, or freaking. Gum wrappers or what, I don't know what, there's like tons of shit in it. And then what happened is this guy, Grant Freckleton, who's from Animalogic, which is a visual effects company, Grant came from Australia up to California, and we would sit around and like, he's like a genius of Photoshop, and we'd actually build a frame from the movie with nothing, with no actors or anything. And they're beautiful. They're like that's what our concept art is, because we didn't have anything. And then of course we hired a bunch of painters to do some cool paintings and stuff like that. But it was more for production design, because the thing was, we had the drawings, we had the Frank drawings, so it was like, okay, that's the set, you know. So we didn't need to do. I didn't need a concept artist to say, okay, draw me what flying arrows look like. Because if I had the shot in Frank's book, I'd go like, that's what it looks like. The things that I needed to do was go, okay, that Grant would do is go, okay, let's make that look, let's use photographed source to render that image and see what it looks like. Because that's the difference, you know, that's what you get when you finally get a person and a freaking fake moon and like a fake temple and you whack it all together, you can sort of like go, okay, that's what the real version of this drawing would look like, you know?
How nervous were you that it would end up looking silly once it was rendered into like real?
You know, thank God, I think if I had had if there had been a pause, that would have been something that made me nervous, but it was such a freaking freight train that it never got me.
What's your dialogue been like with Frank?
I had the early meetings with Frank, which were, you know, just discussing the story, how we would like, you know, how I would get Gorgo in the movie, because I felt like it would be cool. Plus, I needed to like fill it out. I didn't want an hour and a half long movie. And you know, we just discuss like how we can keep it hard, how we can keep her like tough and not like just like a soft version. And then Frank would go, he would say things, I'd send him the script, he'd give me some ideas. And in production, I would go, for instance, like, you know, we had those swords, which don't look anything like any Greek sword I ever saw. But I'd go, Frank, I can't see the swords in the book. And so he'd whack me one up and FedEx it to us, and I'd be like, oh, awesome, build that, you know. So that was kind of how it worked. And then when I showed him the movie, a little while ago, and he was super cool. He was just like, you know what, this is the movie that I wanted to see when I was 15. I had freaking 300 Spartans, the Fox movie. I wanted to see this movie. That's why I had to write a book, because I didn't have it. So that was... Yeah, Tyler Bates is scoring it. Yeah.
Do you think people will see this as a historical film, or they see it as a film based on a graphic novel?
I don't know. I mean, if you check the history, it's pretty close. It's not like I think that, hopefully both, you know, like it's that kind of like, I was talking to a historian and he goes, well, what historians did you like consult with? And I'm like, well, I kind of did the book. So if I had met with a historian, he would have said like, don't do the book. So it's kind of hard. Oh, Jerry was awesome, you know, because for me, Jerry was my king from the beginning. I wanted him, like, because I felt like he's got like, there's one image in the book, and I don't have it here, but he's at the fire, and he's going, you know, Daxos, who's one of the free Greeks, is saying, oh, we've been betrayed, you know, this battle is over, and he's like, this battle is over when I say it's over, right? Like, he gets all mad at the guy, and, I was looking, the other day we were like in the edit, and I was like, okay, pause that, hang on. And I went and got my book, and I like held it up, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like it's freaky. Like, he looks exactly like Frank's drawing in this shot. And there's no prosthetics on him or anything, it's just, it is what it is. And I think the thing with Jerry is like, because he's a physical guy, and he likes to like fight, and he did all, I would say 90% of the fighting in the movie is Jerry. Like, unless it was dangerous or something weird, it's not Jerry, but like the freelance, all Jerry, like that's him. And it's hard to find a Hollywood guy who's like, okay, you're gonna be the king of this movie, you're gonna be freaking naked the entire time, is that gonna be okay? And he's all like, yeah, hell yeah, what do you mean, I prefer that.
He was complaining about shaving though.
Shaving? Oh, chafing. Oh, yeah, yeah. Not shaving, because he didn't do it himself, I'm sure.